Thank you for checking out the Thang podcast brought to you by Nissan. If you could you drop us a rating or a review? We would really appreciate it. You're sitting there listening. Just take the extra 2 seconds. Okay, begging over.
From the top of Morning Thang Mountain, transmitting across Virginia and around the world, the K92 Morning Thang.
Now, I will warn y'all, I'm not sure if I'm going to make it all the way through today. I might just have to get up and leave and all right, walk out.
Wait a minute.
What? Yeah.
Are you sick? Like, should I not be near you?
No, I'm not sick. I'm fine.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because if I were to say that, that means I might have to go to the bathroom or rush off to the emergency room or something
No, I'm not physically sick. Mental illness, I'm chock full of. So, you know, right now, it's a K92 Morning Thang. Monica, Zach, Antoine, welcome back. Monica, hi.
Hello.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing all right.
How's your set of staycations? Monica has these little staycations. She had one last week.
Extended weekends.
She has one this week. You have
one next week.
Yeah. So how was it?
Good. Relaxing. Like you said, mental health. Taking a little mental break. It's needed for everyone. So.
Yeah. You think so? Yep. See, I feel extended like I'm just giving up on my mental health. I feel like I accept the fact that I'm
don't
just,
give up on
and
it.
Monica, I don't know if you were listening closely. You said mental health. Zach said he's suffering from mental illness
also
right
true.
Now.
Yeah.
So,
I'm not sure
what Zach has going on today. I'm concerned.
Yeah. I was thinking that yesterday. Yeah. I was talking to my wife.
What's happening?
She's been making some career changes and stuff, and which is great for her. And she's very, very happy. And she goes, I know I'll never get rich doing this, but I feel so wonderfully fulfilled, which is great for her. And then I'm thinking to myself, yeah, but you still want to do all those rich people things. So I guess that's on me. I'll be the one that has to figure out all the money stuff. So
all fall into place.
It has nothing to do with any of that. I may have to leave, though, because I'm not sure if I can stand myself today. I'm not sure if I can handle it. And the problem is, Antoine, have you noticed the problem at all? Does something just feel...
Well, it looks different.
Different.
I don't know.
Or it's not even, it's not even that it looks different. Is there something, is one of your senses telling you something is different? Is one of your senses telling you something is different?
There's a smell. But I don't know what it is.
Okay. All right, good. That's good for you. Because it's driving me insane. I put on a new deodorant this morning. And, look, with men's deodorant in particular, you really don't know what you're getting. Because they give it names of flavors that just don't make any sense. You go and you buy your deodorant and it's called jungle powder. Like, I don't know what jungle powder is.
Yes.
Right.
It's like in a jungle.
I don't know what cool fresh means or restore town. Like, I have no idea. So you buy it and maybe back in the day you could pop the top and smell it. But now
I'm
told you die if you do that at the store now. So I put this new one on and it's like, man, it's just so, I don't think it's any stronger than any other deodorant, but it's just because it's different. And Monica, it's got some sort of hint of coconut to it.
What is the scent?
I don't know.
I'm really confused.
Okay.
Like
race car. I have no idea. I don't even remember what it was. Yes, Antoine.
Jared has a new deodorant, and I smell it because sometimes I just use his deodorant.
Uh-huh.
And it's sage lime, like a lime sage something. I'm like, what the heck?
That's a weird. What brand of deodorant does he have?
Did he accidentally buy food as deodorant?
No, it's a name brand, but it's like they're adding food. Yeah, something like that. I have
sage
to get
lime
it
sounds
cabin.
Like a
like,
pie. Just whatever. Yeah.
But no, what I'm saying to you, Zach, is, and we're different. I never try, anytime I want to do new deodorant, I never do that during the week. I always try new deodorant, on a Saturday or a Sunday.
Okay.
So, first off, I'm not trapped in a room. If I don't like the smell, I'm not trapped in a small room like a studio. But then I can go out, I can go running and stuff like that and test the deodorant. I don't try, new deodorants, new colognes and stuff like that.
Monica, do you hear the kind of things people that have time for when they don't have children? Listen to this.
You're going
to
work out anyway. Don't you work out on the weekends?
You tested it out now. You tested it out now in the studio.
This is what life has become.
He's going to let you know.
In the coronavirus and we have nothing to do and nowhere to go. Antoine's like, I got a big weekend plan, new deodorant.
Exactly.
I'm going to try it out all weekend.
Because I'm going to go running on the weekend anyway, so I might as well put deodorant on and test it then versus testing it in a closet.
Now, you don't have to do this, Antoine, but do you want to get close enough to me that you can smell me?
No, thank you.
Okay, I was just throwing that out there in case you wanted to assess this.
But there's going to be a time today when I walk behind him, I'm going to lean in and go, and then I'm going to walk away. I'm not even going to say anything. I'm just going to walk by me back.
Yeah, it's so... I feel like I've got sunblock on and I'm going to the beach. There's something about it that's just not right. I don't know. I don't know what to do.
And now I'm down a rabbit hole of looking up Sage Lime deodorants to try to figure out what the hell Jared's wearing. So there's one brand. There's a brand called Mountaineer brand. Is that it?
That's not it. I'm going to get it during a break. I'm going to grab the deodorant.
Okay. All right. Yeah, you grab that.
Dove Men Care. Yeah. Is that it? I'm just seeing.
Maybe that's it. Like Sage.
I'm trying to figure out. I'm looking because it's...
that's it.
Mine's an Old Spice. And again, listen to how stupid these names are. Like, who knows? What does Swagger smell like? That's a flavor.
I don't know.
Like what is Justin Bieber?
I guess. Yeah, Swagger.
I don't know what it smells like, Biebs.
Sea Spray. Fiji. Like the country. Listen, Night Painter. What is Night Painter?
Wait. Is that somebody like that does the roads in the middle of the night? Yeah. They got the lights out here right now on 581.
Dynasty, Canyon. These are not flavors.
I don't want it to smell like the Grand Canyon.
No, that's like hoverboard.
Where's Apple?
This is ridiculous.
Give me Apple and banana.
Where's Plain? Where's Soap?
Where's Outside?
Soap, powder. soap, powder. Those are the only ones I'm looking for. These ridiculous names. It's deodorant people and then the car companies. Can't you just say a car's blue? I don't know what Midnight Pearl is. I have no idea.
I have no clue what it looks like because it's dark. What color is Pearl? Things?
Volcano. Volcano is a flavor. And yes, I keep saying flavor
scent.
On purpose.
I'm like, we're not eating this.
No, I'm going to keep saying flavor. All right. I'm going to try to figure out if I can recognize the flavor that I have.
Okay.
Monica, what's coming up in the Diamond of the Day?
On your day. Talking about stuff that's just like, deodorant's ruining your day. Well, this doctor, he's going to ruin our coffee.
Oh, good. He's going to ruin our coffee. Guys, I can tell you this one. If you're looking for a new flavor of deodorant, Old Spice has Wolf Thorn.
Ooh. I bet you Liam Neeson uses that.
Wolf Thorn.
That's a Liam Neeson one.
Kraken Guard? Kraken Guard.
Release the Kraken.
It is. It actually has a picture of the Kraken on it. See, I like the sweat defense. That's good. Ultra smooth. What is ultra smooth?
How does that have a scent?
What's going on?
It's a weird scent.
See, that to me smiles creamy. That's just, no. I don't know why we're going to let somebody ruin our coffee, but we're going to let somebody ruin our coffee.
Miss Monica's Diamond of the Day.
Yeah, this doctor trying to ruin a coffee. Of course, on TikTok. Everything's on TikTok. I enjoy TikTok, though, so I'm not going to hate too much.
Did you walked in on TikTok or something? Did I see that on your social media?
Okay, because I was doing one of those TikTok dances, and I tried to get Ava to join in. She's like, no, whatever. Well, my neighbor was returning some tools, and he's standing at the back door just watching, was smoking a cigar, and he's like, what the hell are you doing? I said, I'm doing a TikTok dance.
And Monica. And he said, Monica, I'm sorry I have to cut your story off. I can't allow you to sound old, okay? So the next time you're referencing TikTok and doing the TikTok dances, don't say I'm doing one of those TikTok dances.
Right, exactly.
Just say I was doing a TikTok dance. I was making a TikTok because that's what older people say. You know, them kids with one of those backwards hats. You know, don't age yourself.
Well,
Monica.
Your pants are sagging down.
Well, okay, thank you. Thank you. Because he was like, aren't you a little too old to be doing TikTok? And I shut the door on him.
It all came back around.
You know, I will
say. Okay, Ralph.
I watched the video, and my initial assessment was it looked like someone who was trying to do one of those TikTok dances. That was just, I don't know, it was just the look on your face. Like, I'm going to show you that Mama can do this.
Well, Ava was in the background mocking, so it did not help. And I was like, Ava, come on, join in, because it's supposed to be like a family thing. But whatever. Anyway.
No, she's got a reputation to uphold. She can't be doing that kind of thing.
And she was like, you pop up in my feed, my TikTok feed. I'm like, ha ha.
All right.
Tell your friends to follow.
Okay. Well, anyway, since you're ruining TikTok, how's he ruining coffee?
Yeah, go for it.
Okay. Well, this doctor, he says that if you drink coffee, you're drinking roaches. So he went on to explain that if you buy the pre-ground coffee, roaches in there.
There's roaches in your coffee.
Yep. There's roaches, cockroaches crushed up in the coffee grounds. So, yeah.
I'm just going to
So people were like, I know, look. just cook it. Make it hot.
Cockroachy. Yeah. Delicious. See, this is going to be one of those things where I just think statistically, in all products that are produced commercially, there's some level of bug residue that's going to end up. But if you're talking about one ant for every 4 million servings of food or whatever, big deal, okay? We're eating dead bodies all the time. You know, Monica and I talk about it.
I don't like it.
you inhale and flex a doo-doo go flying in your mouth. Yeah. Like, that's just the way
this,
it is. Accept
this is
it.
Hilarious to me because had we been talking about Brussels sprouts, had we been talking about asparagus, something that you guys didn't love as much as you love coffee, yeah, it wouldn't have been one of those. Well, you know, we do it all the time. It's in everything that we eat. If it was something we didn't like, we wouldn't be defended. But now we love coffee. Like, you know what? It happens. It's nutrients. Well, yeah. There's protein in them. Roaches. Yes. They live forever. Maybe we'll live forever.
They've got vitamin D or something. I'm sure of it.
Yeah.
Hey, you know, I have seen somewhere, probably in the Bible or on the internet, I have no idea, that there's for every 4 cheesecakes that are made, there's a human finger in there.
See? That's, yeah, there you go.
Yep.
Well, but not coffee.
Right. Coffee's fine. Hey, a little ground up roach. Umami. That's what they call it. It's fine. But yeah, statistically, it is what it is.
There's always bugs in it.
Yeah. And I guess in the good news of all of this story is what we've learned based on Monica's TikTok experience is that the moment I have been waiting for is finally here.
And
kids,
what's that?
TikTok is over. Move on. You know, as soon as the elderly pick up on it and they start talking about it on the Today Show, you got to move on to something else. Triller, everybody.
Oh, yeah. It's still here. It's still funny.
Moving
Those
on to Triller.
Are still hilarious.
It was funny. The struggle is real, my friends. I smell like a palm tree, and I don't know what to make for dinner. My day's ruined. I can't do anything right.
And Monica,
I don't think it's ruined.
You missed the conversation, but I'm judging Zach so hard. I'm like, how do you buy deodorant and not even know what your scent is? Or in Zach's case, what your flavor is.
Right.
It just blows my mind.
Because I don't know the damn difference of any of these anyway, Antoine.
You just grabbed one.
I wait for Old Spice to go on sale, and I shopped it online, too, so I just clicked on one of them. Because who really knows the difference between Mountain Peak, Fiji, Swagger, and Royalty.
Royalty?
Royalty.
You smell
royalty.
Like Prince Harry over here.
Oof. Okay.
Prince Harry. Smell like
Look,
money.
I think you're all right.
I think
you're right. You smell like beach.
I gotta see if I smell too much like the beach. I've decided, Monica, by looking at all the flavors of Old Spice online and trying to remember what the thing looked like in my my warped foggy memory this morning. I think I have Fiji with palm tree.
That's what you think. You're feeling tropical,
I guess. Who are these people that come up with
this
stuff? Sitting
around
the
room. I want
that
job though.
Interesting.
Just flip a calendar, be like, oh, that's Fiji. Oh, new scent.
Interesting. All right. Maybe someone, could I interest anyone in Madagascar? Does anyone want to smell like Madagascar? Here we go. Yeah, and I have no idea what to make for dinner tonight. My life is ruined. It's ruined. No one's having a worse day than me. Anyway.
Wow, Zach. I feel so
because of dinner.
Yep. Somebody come give this man a hug.
No, don't. Well, then you'll have to smell me. And I smell like Fiji, I guess. Oh. Today is our Roanoke Valley Gives Day.
Yes.
So as you listen to me whine like the biggest baby ever.
Donated his honor.
I'm just kidding. Yes. Donated. No, not Antoine. Not in my honor. My memory.
And your memory?
Yes, because my life is over. I'm done.
Yes. Roanoke Valley Gives Back is a day where the Roanoke Valley supports all the nonprofits we have going on.
Yeah. And what I always say is there's something out there that speaks to you. I'm looking on the just the leaderboard right now. Is feeding Southwest Virginia if food scarcity is something that speaks to you. Opera Roanoke, if you want to sing better than that. Angels of Assisi, Humble Hustle is a great organization. Our friend Xavier works over there, does a great job. Grandin Theater, which has, you know, had a rough year, the Grandin Theater.
They did. They did.
You know, they showed the movie closed a lot.
Yes.
They've showed the movie, please rent this marquee sign so we can keep the lights on.
They're trying to do whatever they can.
Rescue Mission.
The West End Center.
Oh, yep, West End. There they are. They're currently, Monica, in 21st place on donations, if you're wondering.
So the way that Roanoke Valley is set up, there's a 24-hour online window, which is right now, a given day for the Community Foundation. It encourages you to give generously to one or more of the 150 participating nonprofits.
Yeah, there's prizes, there's leaderboards, there's all sorts of stuff. So just go to rvgives.org. I'm scrolling all the way down. Let's see, I'm to number 75, to number 100. I'm down to 125.
There's an easier way to do this.
Well, I was just, what I'm trying to find is the...
where's Zach's nonprofit?
Zach was like, where am I listed?
Well, that's what I'm looking for, the Zach Jackson New Deodorant Foundation. I'm not seeing that on there. So I'm gonna,
no, you're not popping up.
Now I'm going to probably have to take care of that myself. But yeah, RV Gives. I mean, you can look. There's a lot of great charities. It's just getting started, but I can see on here, for example, Special Olympics Virginia doesn't have any donations.
Right.
So that would be one that would be nice. The ALS Association, another one. Virginia Museum of Transportation. I thought about them yesterday because I drove by. And, of course, haven't really gone to any museums in the last year. And I like the transportation museum. So I got to get back in there.
Yeah, it's really nice. I went there. Well, I was about to say it was 2 years ago, but it was nice 2 years ago. The last time I went to one.
Yeah, I took my son when he was big into trains. They had one of those trains had come to town, one of the cool antique ones, and you could ride. They take you on a little ride around town. I had a picture of that, and I was like, oh yeah, we should do that stuff before COVID. Look at that. So yeah, rvgives.org. What do you got going on today? 52353. What can I make for dinner? That would be nice also. I'm currently stealing recipes, Monica, and ideas from the food delivery services. You know, like Blue Apron, HelloFresh, those. Because they list their menu to show it off to people. I'm so, like, all right, hoisin honey chicken. Get on that one. Yes.
Makes sense.
I can do that. And then they put the recipe on there. Anyway, I'm doing my own HelloFresh. We have Fat Chance on the way. We also have a brand new birthday scam. It's called The Unvitation. Oh, and fittingly, it's my day to confess. And something happened to me last night. I woke up with regret today.
Okay.
Ugh.
This is not your day.
No, it's not.
This is not.
I should go home.
You need to go back to sleep and start over.
I do need to go.
Yeah.
Go back to
reset,
sleep.
Reset. Unplug. Plug back in.
I can't. We'll stay. I mean, y'all want to just handle this? I'll leave. I'm good.
We'll figure something out.
Man. All right. Fine.
The K92 Morning Thing has the Scoopla.
Ah, yes. Right around that time of the coronaversary, which we will not celebrate. But we will at least, we've at least gotten to a point, I think, where we can look back on certain things and laugh, right?
Yes, and we don't have to celebrate it. We will acknowledge it, though.
We acknowledge it right now.
Well, we just all go out. We can celebrate. We can just go out and buy toilet paper. You know?
Yes.
For old time's sake.
Yep.
Don't you remember?
Yep. It's available. You can go get it. It's wonderful. I have not been able to find, I don't know if either of y'all have noticed this. I've been to several different grocery stores and no ramen noodles. Like, they have the cup ones.
Oh, they have them.
But not the package.
Not the little package.
No, it's been completely empty. Monica, I've been to three different stores.
You need some noodles?
All completely empty. I mean, not really. I'm just fascinated by why is it so empty. And I was telling my son, he said, maybe people are using it for toilet paper. I'm like, oh, look at you. You're making Joe money right there.
There you go.
Here's some tweets from a year ago. Coronavirus is literally going to blow over in a few weeks, and everyone's going to think they're stupid forever worrying about it. Yeah, that's a tweet you want to go back and delete, I'm thinking.
That wasn't the case.
Here's another one. Calling it now. This Wuhan coronavirus is going to be the next swine flu where the media act like it's going to cause the end of times for a couple weeks before pretending it never happened and maybe like 20 people total are going to get it. Yep.
That'd be a little incorrect.
Incorrect. Delete.
Yeah. But they didn't. It's great. Prediction. This coronavirus will stop being discussed in less than 3 weeks. I haven't fallen for this bleep since they introduced the flu shot. Oh, well.
Well, all right.
Oh, goodness.
I feel like you should at least be able to go through all these old tweets and just put those people on the end of the vaccine list. If nothing else, they go to the back. They were talking about the top coronavirus precautions that we don't take anymore. And the number one, and I think a lot of people were doing this. I never did this, but half of people... Actually, you know what? In the very beginning, I did this.
What did you do?
Change your clothes when you got home. Did you change your clothes when you got home?
Yep.
Yeah.
I had Jared undressed downstairs and then, because he was still working. He worked the entire time. Yep. So
I think I was doing the same thing. I was coming home and I was like leaving my shoes by the door and not letting them go in the house because, you know, my shoes had COVID on them or something.
Obviously.
Yep. I know. I was laughing. The other one was, oh my God. Grocery shopping was the worst in the beginning. Because
it was a nightmare.
Oh,
the cleaning of your groceries. That was like, it made you want to cry getting groceries.
Wiping down every grocery. I'm thinking, what a...
Everything. Oh,
like wiping a box of cereal like a moron.
That was one thing I never did. And I always felt nervous. Like every time I got the groceries and I just put them up and I didn't wipe them down. I'm like, today could be the day.
Yep.
It could be it.
Or your mail. Your mail was another
was
one.
Like that.
Wiping your mail. Oh my God. Has anyone wiped the mail? And you would leave it outside. Or you got to leave it out on the porch until it dries and then you bring it in. Oh, see, we're laughing.
Exactly. We're acknowledging and laughing.
We are. We're laughing and keep from crying. Yep. Because yep. we yep. never want to go back to that.
No, no, we don't.
That's terrible.
Yep. Doing everything you can to avoid touching stuff when you're out.
Like, oh, yes. Now, that's true.
The gas, pumping
that's
gas.
That's true.
Uh-huh. Trying to do it like one finger wrapped around a napkin while you're squeezing hand sanitizer.
Oh, my gosh. And how about the way we looked at each other? Like when you would see another person, just the intensity, like just looking at someone like, are they breathing too hard? Mm-hmm. Am I breathing too hard? Do we have, like, I mean, it was really intense when it first started. Like, you're like, oh my gosh.
I remember being really so mad at this guy at the grocery store. It was like, you know, it was like the first week. And he was just walking around with flip flops with no socks. I'm thinking, you're just letting your toes be out there in coronavirus? Like, what is wrong with you?
Shame on you guys.
These people, Antoine, I tell you what. It's time to play Fat Chance.
Welcome to Fat Chance. I am your host, Antoine Terrell. Fat Chance is a game where we find out how much confidence Zach and Monica have in themselves.
That's right. And as you know, the struggle is real. My deodorant smells weird today. So
let me see. Your deodorant smells
you
weird.
You can't do.
Mm-hmm. You don't know what you're cooking for dinner.
That's also correct.
You're in a confessional booth today of something that you woke up regretting this morning.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I did some things last night.
You're having a day.
I am. I'm having a day.
He's having a week in a day.
I am. And what I needed, and I realized it this morning, too, when all of this was going down, just these insurmountable odds of no human could possibly
overcome. I don't even know how
you're going
to persevere.
I was like, God, I wish I had a job where I could just sit there. Just not.
And just sit. Not? Just sit in your office and close
right,
the door?
Like shut the door and not deal with anybody. And, y'all that have mm-hmm. stuff like that, y'all are lucky. Because we come here, and even if we're in a torrentially bad mood, you have to be like, well, it's time to play Fat Chance.
I'm playing the violin for you right now, yeah. Zach.
I know, look.
Yeah. Next time Antoine's in here, he's like, my stomach's really bothering me. I'll be like, shut up. It's time for the birthday scam. Woo!
Well, unlike you, I'm not complaining on the air. All right, it's time for Fat Chance. So the way this is going to work, I'm going to give Zach and Monica a category. They're going to go back and forth wagering how many items they can name within that category within 15 seconds. If they feel they can do more mm-hmm. than their opponent, they raise the stakes. If not, they say Fat Chance, and their opponent has to go first to 2 points wins.
Now, just to prove a point, I am going to win $1,000,000 in this game.
Oh, there you go.
It's amazing.
Okay, all right. All right, you ready?
Ready.
All right. Zach can get bid first in his first category. In 15 seconds, Zach, how many movie trilogies can you name?
Okay.
So it can only be three.
There were only three
of them. Once they made that fourth one, throwing out the window.
Fast and the Furious is out. You only get three.
It's gone.
There's 20 of those things.
Ooh, yeah, there's a whole lot of... There's so many movies of things. Trilogies.
Trilogies where it just stops at three.
How many?
I don't feel great about my level of trilogy.
A million right now, Zach. Come on.
Three,
okay. Trilogies, three. I see what you did there. All right, Monica, can you name four?
I'll go four.
All right. Zach.
Bad chance.
All right, Monica. That was just a quick laugh. Yep. Monica, in 15 seconds, I need you to name four movie trilogies.
Oh, gosh.
And go!
Okay, Predator. RoboCop, Species, and Matrix. What else was there? Is there like a Porky's? That movie was like three.
There might have been.
Let's see.
There actually might have been three Porky's.
Let's look. I'm gonna look up Porky's. You didn't get four. Even if you get Porky's,
okay,
you
good,
did.
Yeah.
But
okay.
That means you're wrong.
I just want to know.
It's so hard because like Matrix is a trilogy, but there's a fourth one coming out.
Yeah,
so.
But it hasn't come out yet. You never know. With COVID, they could cancel it. Hangover.
That's true.
Hangover. Yeah. All I can think of was Lord of the Rings. That was the only one I could think of.
Mighty Ducks.
Okay.
Porky's?
What about Porky's?
Well, let me intro on this.
I think there were three Porky's, Monica. I think you're actually going to get that one.
There were four.
It
was Porky's, Porky's 2 the next day, Porky's Revenge, and Pimpin' Pee-wee.
Pimpin' Pee-wee.
In 2009.
All right, well, I missed that one.
It's so hard because they get so greedy. They get to three, and then they just got to have some more. Now, where would the Star Wars have weighed in on this? Because it's three trilogies.
If you would have named the saga, like the Skywalker saga, I would have given you credit for it.
Okay. I wouldn't have known the names of them other than, like, you know, the first three.
The first three.
And then the
second three.
Ones, the old ones. The new ones. Those, yes. All right. Point
Dang
for
it.
Me. We're
All
on
right.
my way to
All
1 million. Right. Here
Good
we
job.
Go.
All right. So, Monica, you get the bid first in this. I'm going to give you a hint of what the category is. And you just have to really channel that self-confidence, that self-esteem you have. All right. In 15 seconds, Monica, how many items can you name within the category of and the winner is?
And the winner is.
And the winner is.
And the winner is.
Ooh. I'm going to start with three.
Three.
All right. Zach, can you name four or more things in a category and the winner is?
I bet it has something to do with the Oscars because that's coming up. And the winner is. Is it categories? Is it winners? La-la-la. I feel like I can do at least five of these things.
All right. And I'm going to say this, Zach, your bid is five. I feel confident that you guys can do more than you actually think. When you hear this category, you can do more than what you actually think you can do.
Does it have to do with the Grammys?
You have personal experience with this category. That's your last hint.
We do.
And the winner is?
We do.
So, Monica, can you do six or more? Or are you going to say fat chance to Zach in five?
You know what? Let's just go with six.
All right.
Seven. Let's just go with seven. How about that?
Do we want to keep this going just for the heck of it?
Yes.
Yes. All right. Yes. So then, that being the case, I'll go eight.
Let's see what she's got.
All right, the heck of it got thrown out the window.
I think she can.
Yeah,
I think she can do eight of whatever it is. I don't know. I just have a vibe, so I'm going to say fat chance.
All right, we'll Micah, see. In 15 seconds, I need you to name eight talents that kids display in a talent show.
Ooh, yeah.
You guys, we all have hosted talent shows.
Okay. Talent show.
15 seconds and
go.
Okay, playing an instrument, dancing, singing, just jumping, gymnastics. They play the violin. They run, they hug, they show. Talent show. They go through spelling words.
They go through spelling words. The hugging spelling.
What else are you doing besides dancing, singing, playing an instrument?
Was the spelling words at the buzzer or after the buzzer?
I don't even know.
Okay, I don't know.
I just want to know what uncomfortable school has the hug-a-thon. All right, here comes Jerry. He's here to hug everyone.
Let me show you how tight I hug.
Yes.
All right.
I'll hug you real tight.
I counted the spelling words. I counted that as being one.
Okay.
You needed eight. You got eight.
Okay.
Correct.
That's a very that's a generous talent judge right there.
Did y'all participate in the talent show? Did y'all?
I never did, actually.
I don't think I did.
No, I did not. But yeah, you forgot juggling was one I thought of.
Yes, that's the first one I thought of.
Magic.
I've never seen a kid do that in a talent show.
You ever,
Have you seen somebody hug?
I've never seen a hugger either. Yeah.
Have you seen somebody that throws out spelling words? How about that
I know, since you're calling out Zach.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, everybody, cat. C-A-T. Woo!
That's my baby.
Good job.
That's my baby.
Clogging. You had clogging at the Sheeler talent show. Remember
they
did the clog dancing?
That's true. That was good.
That was good, too.
All right, Tom Rick around.
Hoop. Remember when that girl did
so many talents.
Yep.
So many talents. Shout out to the Sheeler Motor.
Yes.
Mom. All right. I lost my train of thought. All right, time for the tiebreaker.
Round three.
You get to bid first. Whoever wins this round wins the game. Zach, in 15 seconds, you like to shop. You like clothes.
I buy stuff.
In 15 seconds, how many department stores can you name?
Ooh, department stores. I should say my Wednesday morning confessional of shame is shopping related.
Oh, wow. Okay. Yeah. We're getting there. We're getting there.
Stupid weather and drinks. I tell you what, it's got mail coming now. I can tell you that much. Okay, department stores.
Department stores.
Oh yes, department stores.
Past and present.
Mm-hmm. I feel like I can do a solid seven on this one.
All right, Monica, can you do eight department stores, or a fat chance to Zach and seven?
I could do eight, I think. But I'm going to go ahead and say fat chance.
Oh,
okay.
That was like the bid, no bid right there.
A little trickeration.
I can do eight, therefore I won't. Fat chance. Ha, ha, ha.
All right, Zach. So in 15 seconds, I need seven department stores, past and present.
Here we go. Sears, Macy's, Belk, H.H. Gregg, Filene's, Filene's Basement. You have JCPenney. You have Fry's.
What did you say? Philo's Basement?
Filene's Basement. It was in Massachusetts.
Filene's?
You had Filene's, and then Filene's Basement was like the discount version of it, and it was always in the basement at the mall. You would go down. It's legit. Filene's Basement's a definite one. I can tell you that much.
And I just looked it up. Fry's is also a department store.
Yep.
Zach, you needed seven. Okay. You got 7.
Oh, look
correct.
At that. Look at that.
Wow.
I was close, too. And wow. I didn't even do Ross's. Ross's? Roses?
Or Marshall's? Or TJ Maxx?
Hey, Marshall's!
Hey, and City Trends?
City Trends? I don't know if City Trends is a department store.
They're more City Trends.
I don't know, but I count it just because. Yes, just, yeah. I just like to count it.
Hey,
yes,
we count it.
Congratulations,
Zach. I was close.
Nice. Congratulations. Good game.
Yeah.
You think you got it, and then I start thinking, wait a minute.
When you got the 4, you paused. I was like, uh-oh.
Scaring me there for a second. Anyway, congratulations. To me, good morning all. My first victory of the day.
Yes.
I lose the rest of the time, so thank you very much.
The K92 Morning Thang, trending top 3, number 3.
We always love thinking about the future and what are things going to look like. And
especially when the present isn't always the best. You're like, get me out of here.
Right. We're cautiously optimistic for the future instead. And it's something that, you know, you go back and you look at the old school TV shows and stuff, and they say, in the year 2020, we will have flying cars and we will all live on the moon and all those things. And a lot of those have not panned out. Is there something, Anton, like a futuristic thing that you would like to have, maybe from a TV show or a movie or whatever?
I'm waiting on the flying cars. Like, that's all I've been waiting for since I was 14 years old.
I'm terrified of the flying car.
That's all I've been. They don't have to fly with the clouds. Hover cars. Does that work?
No. It's just, I'm concerned about people who are not particularly great drivers.
Uh-huh.
And
having that much airspace?
Just having a car that flies through the air. I do not need to legitimately be concerned that Monica, no offense, is going to drive into my bedroom. That should not happen.
Oh, gosh. I don't want it.
As someone that's going to have to purchase new tires for my Jeep pretty soon, I would love to not need tires anymore. I'm just saying.
We got land. Something.
I don't know what it is.
You'll need new, you know, bubble things that shoot air jets or rocket fuels or whatever the heck. Monica, do you have one? Because I have this list. It's for, like, futuristic tech.
A robot. My own personal robot.
That's number one on here is the all-knowing AI assistant. iRobot tried to kill. Is that really the one you want?
Yeah, but I want a good one. I want a good one. I want my own personal.
One of them was good. That's what Monica wants.
Yeah, but there was a billion other ones trying to kill the rest of it. Jarvis from Iron Man was the one that they brought up instead.
Like, Jarvis would be great.
Let's see. The people wanted the AI holographic companion from Blade Runner, like Joy. The Jetsons is an old school futuristic cartoon from back in the day. They had a thing called the Food-O-Matic where you'd push a button and your meal would pop out.
Yeah,
that one would be pretty cool. And I'm highly disappointed in the people that said this, because Back to the Future Part 2, which had all sorts of things, Andrew, had your flying DeLorean and hoverboards and all this stuff. No, they didn't answer any of those. They answered that they wanted the voice-controlled fruit baskets when he goes, "Fruit, please!" And the fruit comes down from the ceiling. That's a thing?
I guess that guarantees it to be ripe. I don't know where it's coming from.
I don't know.
That's the benefit I can think of.
I mean, I can't believe it. We've set our bar so low. What do you want? Oh, I want an edible arrangement that falls out of the ceiling. If I can go ahead and do that, that would be just
that's
so amazing.
That's funny, though. I was like, that's what you asked for?
Fruit,
thank
please.
You, please.
I know. Ridiculous. Okay, let's go.
Number two,
trending. 4 out of 5 Americans. I'm actually shocked that there's 1 out of 5 Americans that don't have this, because 4 out of 5 of us have at least one area in our home that is always a mess. Like, everybody's got some sort of mess,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, you got some kind of like junk room or a room where all the cleaning supplies is, so it's a little messy. And
I always hate when you go to that 1 in 5 person's house, their stupid house, and you walk in and there's like nothing anywhere. And I think, where is your mail? Like, where is it? Your counter.
What do you do with your stuff?
Right, where is your stuff? Do you have stuff? Do you live here? I start to think that maybe they don't live there. They rent this house. It's an Airbnb, and that's what they show off to other people. Because I can never figure that out. My house, there's always stuff. I clean off the counter, whoop, it grows back. Fruit, please! It comes from the ceiling.
You like to show that people actually live in that house. That's what you like to show off.
I guess. I don't want to. I'd like less people to live in this house or something. 88% of us, I hate the junk drawer. And we have but I don't know what else to do. It's like, it's the crap and it needs to go somewhere and there's a drawer. Mm-hmm. Ta-da! Stupid drunk drawer.
It's more like a junk room where it's not like bad, but there's just stuff where there's no other place in a house for it to go. You're like, all right, well, that picture frame is going to be right there until I find a place to put it.
See, what makes me sad about this list is I say, okay, here's the most common, because they see if everyone has at least one messy area. Okay, one messy area. So it says, most common messy spots include closets. I'm like, yeah, I have one of those.
Yep.
Yeah. Garage.
Uh-huh. Yep. Yeah.
Basement.
Yep.
Uh-huh. Junk drawer.
Ooh, yeah.
Laundry chair.
Yep.
I have one of those. Plastic bags filled with stuff. Yes, I have that. Like, I have all of it. I have everything.
You got all the places.
What's a laundry laundry chair?
You know, you just have a chair, like maybe in your room, like in your bedroom, that you have a chair and you
just throw the clothes in there until you move them to the hamper.
Or or your clean clothes end up there and you don't ever put them in
the dresser.
And and you just kind of wear them until they end up back in the thing. Yeah, all of those. So I have them all. I just live in a mess.
Number one.
Two lottery stories. One that'll make you mad and then one that'll make you sad. So Monica, we'll start with the one that'll make you mad because she won $25,000 on her 18th birthday on the very first lottery ticket she ever bought.
Wow.
What a jerk.
She needs to retire.
Good for her, though, you know?
I know, but it just makes you so mad if you're someone that buys lottery tickets all the time and you think, okay, maybe someday I'll win. Yeah, Sloan Stanley just goes waltzing on in.
Oh, Sloan.
Yep, buys a cash cow scratch-off, probably because she thought the cow on it was cute. $25,000. Boom. Wins.
Congratulations. Dang. I'm happy for her.
Yeah. Are you really?
Yeah. Because being mad at her is not going to give me the money.
Yeah, but it'll at least make you feel.
Will it?
I don't know. I didn't say better. I just said feel. It'll make you feel. That's all I said. Okay, and then this one. Oh, this poor girl. So she plays. She's only 19, but still, she plays the same lottery numbers every single week. In this, they have this contest called the Euro Millions. So this is a $200 million jackpot that's going on. And every week, she buys the same numbers into this thing. Ladies and gentlemen, her numbers come up! She forgot to buy a ticket that week.
Oh, dang. No. See, now I feel bad for her.
Ugh, I know.
Oh, my Sloan, God. Send her
that
some
hurts.
Money.
Yeah, Rachel. Rachel Kennedy. Going crazy with excitement. Sees her numbers come up. Calls me like, I won! No, you didn't. Forgot. Had homework. Was too busy. She's in college. It just slipped her mind. Didn't enter that week.
How much money did you say?
$200 million.
She could have quit college.
I know.
That homework assignment, you didn't need it, girl.
I always feel so bad for the people in life. And we've all had those moments where you thought about buying a stock and you didn't, or you made an investment and it sucked, or you said no to something. There's always that guy. But I feel bad for the ones that they're the extremes. Like that third guy who used to own Apple.
Yeah.
Yeah, him. Where he sold his entire shares of Apple for like $50,000 and that was it. There was a story yesterday about a real estate agent who turned down, someone offered him 50,000 Bitcoin back in the day when Bitcoin were worth like a dollar.
It was nothing, yeah.
To for a house. You had a piece of property, and the person said, I'll give you 50,000 Bitcoin. Y'all, it's $3 billion today that he said no to. Like, how does that person stay alive? That's what I was wondering about.
Very carefully. Yeah. Very carefully.
So I just feel bad for the extreme ones. It's one thing to be like, man, I should have bought 2 shares of Tesla last week. I could have made a couple $100. But $3 billion? Oh,
poor Rachel.
K92. It's another Morning Thang birthday scam.
K92 Morning Thang.
Today's scam's on Robbie. Robbie works at Printin' Place, so I'm calling because I'm getting married, but I don't necessarily want everybody to actually show up to the wedding. It is the birthday scam, the invitation on the K92 Morning Thang.
This is Robbie speaking.
Hey, Robbie, how you doing?
Fine. How can I help you?
I'm calling because you guys print wedding invitations and, like, save the date cards, stuff like that. Am I right? You all do that?
We sure do. Do you have a wedding coming up?
Yep. Me and my bride-to-be are getting married later this year.
Okay.
Now,
congrats.
Here's the deal. Thank you. I appreciate that. Here's a little something, though. My fiance came up with a list of 100 people to invite.
Okay.
But, look. Between me and you, man, I can't really afford no 100-person wedding. That is just too many mouths to feed. And a lot of these people, I don't even know them. It's like old friends of hers and relatives I ain't even met, you know?
Yeah. I mean, that's pretty much every wedding.
So, I need to reduce this guest list to something I can afford. So I'm going to start cutting people from their side of the list.
Okay, sir. I'm not really sure what you're asking me here or, you know.
Well, Robbie, look. I'm going to need you to help me out. We're going to send out some invitations, But then we're also going to send out some invitations. You dig?
Sir, I have no idea what you're talking about.
Okay, well, what I'm going to have you do is I'm going to have you print up a set of 50 wedding invitations. That's for the people that make the cut. And then what we'll do is we'll do another set of invitations. So everything will look exactly the same, except the date is going to be 1 week later than the actual wedding.
Are you kidding?
It's genius, right? On our wedding day, yeah, some of the people will be missing, whatever, but my fiance should just assume that they couldn't make it or whatever, because that stuff happens all the time.
Okay, and what happens, like, a week later when all the other people show up because they got a different date?
Well, we'll be on our 2-week honeymoon, so who cares? It's mostly her dumb out-of-town friends and relatives anyway.
So you're going to have people travel from out of town for your wedding? And you're giving them the wrong date?
Bingo! They will not suspect a thing. It's genius.
Well, what happens when your fiance finds out, sir? She's going to be upset.
Well, Robbie, that's where you come in. Mm-hmm. You, sir, are my alibi. So I'm just going to tell her, well, there must have been a mistake at the printers. Yeah.
You want me to take the blame for messing up her invitations and ruining her wedding?
Correcto mundo, Robbie.
Absolutely not, sir. I'm not taking the blame for your horrible lie in this plan. Like, you're about to marry this woman. You should be done correctly. I'm not going to do that.
Buddy, don't worry about it. I will make it worth your while. I will throw in an extra $50 for your troubles.
No, sir. No. I'm not going to print out invitations for the wrong date and then let you blame me. I don't do that here. Sorry.
How about $60?
Man, you are completely insane. Like, you've lost it. Your girlfriend's going to be super upset if she finds out, and I don't want any parts of that. I'm just not going to. No, I'm not going to do that.
What about $92.03? Yeah. $92.03.
92.3.
K92.3. Mm-hmm. Birthday scam. Hi, it's Zach from K92. You're on the radio right now. Robbie, happy birthday. Hi.
I'm like, wait a minute. What is going on here? I'm like, this guy's crazy. K92. Birthday scam.
It's another Morning Thang birthday scam. K92 Morning
Thang. Friends,
she's stressed.
I am here. I come to you, a broken man. I'm full of shame.
Okay.
I'm not proud of the man that I have become today. So I need to confess to you my sins. And I need you, people of the congregation, to support me, to help me.
We are here to listen. And then everything else from there is up in the air.
To judge me. Fine.
That's
that
a possibility.
Oh, Lord. Lord. No self-control. No self-control last night. None whatsoever.
Uh-oh.
I blame my wife. It's my wife's fault. It is.
But in order to receive support, you kind of have to take ownership of whatever you did. And right now, you're not taking ownership.
Oh, no. I did it. I did what I did. But she started it.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay.
Because yesterday, which was a glorious day. On our day of the Lord, just sunshine, warmth, the healing love of God was just shining down from above, and it felt so warm in our souls. Felt good.
Mm-hmm.
And I picked my wife up because I am a good and dutiful husband. She needed to drop her car off to have some stuff happen to it, so I picked her up. And on the way home, she said, man, I would totally stop for a margarita somewhere if someone told me we should go for a margarita. Well, now she's putting the taste of blood in my mouth, and I am all ready to roll. So we did not stop anywhere, but I did make her a wonderful margarita when we got home.
All right.
And so starts the snowball that starts rolling down the mountain. And, you know, one cocktail becomes two, and it's, you know, whatever it becomes after that. And there I was, friends, minding my own business, just trying to help another friend in need on the Book of Faces, who was talking about needing new shoes and a good deal on some new shoes. And I said, my friend, I can help you. Because I know of websites and deals. Mm-hmm. So I sent him a link to some shoes. And then I looked at that link and I thought, I didn't even think. I heard a voice say to me, Zachary, purchase me for yourself as well.
Oh, gosh.
And my friends, I do have a new pair of shoes coming. Yes, I
do.
Wow. Yes,
okay.
I do. Okay. Yes.
All right.
Right?
That's all right.
Yeah, it is all right. So, as the night continues.
Okay, I'm wondering. There has to be more. I'm turning the page. There has to be more.
I must say that after experiencing the Book of Faces, I went to the gram of Insta. And there sat, my friends, a brand new
stainless steel frying pan. I don't know. There was an ad, and I bought that, too. I'm just, man, I can't.
Okay, you on a roll. Okay, well, two items. Lord.
I spent like $150 yesterday just on shoes and frying pans.
I actually had a conversation with a group of friends recently about those Instagram ads and things like that, because I've never done it.
Yeah.
I've always been weary of it. But a friend of mine, she's batting like 1,000. Like, every time she orders something, it's perfect.
Okay, I hope so, let me tell the other thing. Here's my problem with these stupid Instagram ads. Way too easy to buy stuff. Way too easy.
It's right there.
Shop now.
But that's the point of it.
Done.
They work.
And I skimmed right through, and I bought it, and I thought, okay, I just bought this. And then I look, and there's a lot of comments on this pan going, pan sucks. Can't believe you're still selling it. Customer service is terrible. You haven't gotten back to me yet. Blah, blah, blah. And I thought, uh-oh. Maybe I should not have done. Maybe this pan is not as magic as it claims to be. But I had, because it was so easy to purchase. There's no way to cancel it. Like, I didn't set up no account. I didn't have no link. Uh-huh. I had nothing. I just had, congratulations, your pan is on the way. I'm like, ain't no canceling now.
Speaking of easy, I am really hoping in my soul of souls that you get a pan that's for an easy bake oven.
Oh, God.
A little tiny little
now
baby
that
pan.
Would be wonderful.
That would be great. It could still be a cast iron. Cast iron, easy it's bake like oven.
You know, I actually have a couple of those.
Are you sure you didn't buy from Wish? Are you sure?
Oh my God. Okay. When my wife and I got married and you fill out your registry, because you're looking at all this stuff online and you don't know. And I did fill out, there were these two, they were cast iron and they said cast iron casserole dishes.
Okay.
I'm like, oh, that's cool.
Casserole, and there was, big dish.
Yeah, there was one that was round and there was one that was like oval shaped and stuff. And our good friend Dave Page of Dick and Dave of the Mighty Q99 mm-hmm. purchased me these cast iron casserole dishes.
Oh, that's nice.
And they're for like a dollhouse. They are for an easy bake oven. I guess it was single serve, and it was this. I brought it in to show him, and he laughed out loud. I said, this is what you got me. It was as if Honey, I Shrunk the Kids shrunk these casserole dishes, and they're all the way down to this teeny tiny. So maybe I'll finally have a frying pan for my Barbie dream house.
I can't wait to see what it looks like.
Oh, my God. I just hope it doesn't suck. I don't know. Yeah. Too easy. Too easy.
Especially after you've had a few drinks.
I know. And it was just.
And not your wife's fault. It's not her fault.
No, it's your fault.
But she started it. You can see that.
But she could have just had a drink. You could have made her the drink and stepped away. And had a glass of water.
That is true. She just requested a drink for herself.
What kind of crazy talk is that? Shout out to my fellow brothers and sisters who had too much to drink and bought stuff online, like the person who texted in to 52353 who got drunk in college and got into a bidding war with himself on an eBay ukulele. So.
Oh,
ukulele.
Okay.
By the way, he says, looks cool if anyone's interested in buying it, LOL.
And I can just imagine them placing their bid, turning away, getting another sip of their drink, turning back and be like, oh, they done bid more.
Yep.
And like just bid, just one person bid over and over again.
And go into it. Oh, yeah. So if you want to share any of your purchases, it'll make me feel better at 52353. Do you live in a house with a monster? I think we all do. Some of us, we live with monsters. I have monsters in my home. The things that these creatures do.
They make you buy things.
They do.
According to you.
We can all relate that we're just trying to live our lives, and someone we live with does something that we classify as monstrous. The things that my children do to the toothpaste tube, it hurts my soul every single day of my life. It's awful.
What could they possibly do to the toothpaste tube?
Monica, you're right. You know exactly what I'm talking about, don't you?
It's the boys. It's the boys.
Is it?
Yeah.
I think my daughter is part of the problem, too, because while she is a girl and just cleaner than boys and whatever, she does the same thing that he does. Now that we've graduated into this, everybody uses the same toothpaste. I mean, I miss the good old days where they had their stupid SpongeBob toothpaste and that nasty, ratty-looking tube was always sitting over there. Now I have the nasty, ratty-looking tube because they all squeeze it with their fist. They just pick it up and they grab it and they make a fist and they squeeze it out. They don't follow the squeeze from the bottom rule. That should be law, I do believe.
As opposed to they squeeze it from the middle.
Right. So they do that. Yeah. And then in addition to that, they don't properly take all of the toothpaste off at the end and get it onto their toothbrush, they leave gunk. And that gunk dries into that nasty toothpaste globules that sit on there. So every morning.
Especially if they try to put the top on, they try to put the, you know, the lid back on the toothpaste.
Right.
And it's just kind of like plunked together.
And then it's got Smarm in it. And that's me. Every single morning, I got to crack that thing open. And, I mean, it looks like drywall spackle every single morning to try to get into this toothpaste. They're monsters,
now,
y'all.
Wait a minute. What? You're calling them monsters.
Uh-huh.
I have heard you guys refer to them as your little blessings.
No, Monica.
They are blessings.
Oh,
only Monica?
Oh, yeah. I've never said that. Have you ever said me say, heard me
they
say
are
that?
Little blessings.
I don't believe you.
He goes, no, that was Monica.
Yeah. Monica says that.
Fair point. Right. Fair point.
Some blessings come from the devil.
I definitely was that kid for my mom. I was definitely a monster. I was not a blessing in times of stuff like that. Because I would drive, the toothpaste thing was a big thing, and I would leave the lid off the toothpaste back when they had, you only had the twisty offies.
Mm-hmm.
You didn't have these caps.
Uh-huh. Oh, I know, and the twisty offie would just get lost
and, then it's
and
gone.
Disappear.
I have no clue where it is, so now I'm putting aluminum foil and saran wrap, trying to close it so that all the toothpaste doesn't dry out. I was a monster then, too.
And it's not just kids. Kids are notoriously the worst, because they just don't care, and then they're just nasty and whatever. But, I mean, Monica, do you remember the infamous hair wall?
Oh, yes. Yeah, I remember you talking about the hair wall.
The hair wall. Yes. I used to have to live with the hair wall. Are you familiar with the hair wall?
I do not know. What's the hair wall?
Oh, my wife, she's notorious for this. She would have what I call the hair wall in the shower, right, as she's doing her shampooing and whatever. Yeah, hair falls out. I get it. I've brushed a horse's mane before. I know. The hair comes out. And instead of just gathering it all up at the end and tossing it in the trash or whatever it is you do, she would speckle it, just throw it on the wall of the shower. And then the defense was the same every time.
So I was like, what?
I was going to clean that. I'm like, when? Like, why not at the end of the shower just get that off? But I would come in, hair wall, just right there on the side. Nasty.
I would like to say, and you guys will probably disagree with me, that's okay. But it's your fault.
My fault,
Zach, and your fault, Monica, for these future monsters. Because here's what's happening right now. Let me take it for Henny and Lenny right now. You guys are placing all the blame on Hendrix and Lennon as being the monsters. So therefore, your daughter, Zach, and your daughter, Monica, is skating underneath.
They can do
whatever it is. They can ruin the toothpaste. They can create a hair wall. And we're blaming our wives or we're blaming our sons. And then these little girls grow up to create the hair wall and be the monsters.
Okay, well then, Antoine, can I at least toss out that I'm convinced that my daughter is the reason why we have mice? Because she's always leaving candy wrappers and stuff in her room. Every time I go in there, it's all over the place. Like, this is why we have mice, because there's these things all over the ground. And you know what, Antoine? What I thought you were going to say was, this is all my fault for allowing my heart to bring other people into my home. I should have been a hermit. That is probably what it is.
Bro, Zach, I know you. It was the best thing for you to bring other people into your home.
Oh, my God.
Other people.
Can you imagine if I lived alone?
I could not.
The manifestos I would write.
I know.
Zach and his thoughts, that would be a podcast
I would, again, manifestos. That's what I would be putting together.
But on the flip side, you'd be your own monster.
You'd be
the monster that you live with. Mm-hmm. So you have to complain to yourself.
Probably be like rich off a podcast, too.
Oh, is that what it is?
Yeah.
Zach and his thoughts. Yeah, your anger diary would turn into a lifestyle.
It would. Yes. I'm not sure that's a good thing.
Though. I don't know. I'm not saying it is.
Yeah, I mean, I think I'm having a bad day because my deodorant smells funny. We're about to talk about a guy whose seagull took his tongue, so we'll get into that. Also, just a shout out to everybody texting in to 52353 with their unfortunate purchases, like Hunter, who was 21 years old at the time. Got a little drinky-drinky at a friend's house, and they were playing ping pong, Monica. And Hunter was very mad because his paddle was awful. So he went online and bought a $100 butterfly ping pong paddle.
What?
Wow.
Yep. Oh, and he was $100. Unemployed at the time, so he had to pay off the debt on his credit card from a $100 ping pong paddle. I shouldn't laugh.
Where is that thing now?
I know. It better be. I would bronze it and put up on a wall. That's what I'd be doing.
You better.
And all these rain on Roanoke trying to defend the hair wall. Hair wall is normal. A hill I will die on. You're supposed to clean it at the end. This was, I have a hair wall. Keeps it from getting clogged in the drain. How about getting clogged in the trash? That'd be a great place for it.
There are a lot of people that agree with this hair wall thing.
All right. I don't understand why it's not their responsibility to just clean the hair wall. I get the whole, let me just stick it here. But then at the end, you should wipe it down, should you not?
Yeah, take it with you when you leave.
Mm-hmm.
Leave it as you found it.
Right.
It's
I mean,
art.
If we men left a hair wall, You would not accept that at all.
We leave the toilet seat up, and you think it's World War III.
Right. I leave, like, two little flecks of facial hair in the sink after shaving, and it is grounds for divorce. But by all means.
Sometimes it's just gross. Jared left a toenail one time and about slipped my foot open. I was like, no. So you need a clean.
Yeah, but that's one toenail. Meanwhile, you're leaving like a whole Lord of the Rings creature on the side of the wall.
Hello and welcome to the shower. Blah.
The K92 Morning Thing blows your mind.
Well, he had a tongue, and then he didn't.
And we really don't know to this day, because this happened a few weeks ago. We don't know to this day if he was in the wrong or not. So this man is walking on the beach. And he walks up what seems to be Bethany Ryan feels like he's walking up to her.
Okay. You're stepping to me.
Yes. And she feels that he is coming in an aggressive way. He says he was not. She said he looked aggressive and he had his fist clenched up.
Okay.
So Bethany did what anybody would do when they feel they were going to be attacked.
Yeah.
She kissed him on the lips and bit his tongue off.
Oh, okay.
She said, said, I didn't know what else to do. So as soon as he got close enough, I grabbed him, kissed him on the lips, bit his tongue off. And when she spit the tongue out, before the tongue hit the sand, a seagull swooped down, picked up the tongue, took it.
So what if his mouth was open because he was trying to ask for directions?
He can't ask now.
Yeah. And so she just walked up and just took his tongue right out of his mouth. That's some good teeth. She has some strong-ass teeth.
She said he had a clenched fist, and she said that it was somewhat odd how he was walking up to her.
Okay, or she was a crazy lady hanging out on the beach.
But the woman with the strong teeth that takes tongue.
Yeah, she's
a normal
one.
That's not her first tongue.
Yeah, exactly. You know what? If that is your go-to, you have done some living. Let's just put it that
way. He's odd.
That's her strategy right there.
All I did was bite his tongue out of his mouth. I mean, goodness.
But he looked at me funny, so that's what it was. Those dang seagulls. Mine. Come flying right in, take his tongue.
And he could never have surgery because they don't have the tongue.
Right.
It's gone.
That's a Lorena Bobbitt twist. I like it. No, I don't, actually. I don't like it, but I would watch it. I would watch it on TV if that was on Hulu. Yeah.
Can you do that? Can you get, like, your earlobe attached to your tongue like that?
Grow a tongue? I don't know. Or something?
Can they cut a tongue out of, like, a dead body?
Yeah, they probably can.
Sew it on there or something?
You won't be able to taste with it, but yes.
Yeah. But you'll be able to talk with
it. Look,
and what if that tongue likes well-done steak?
Give me a new one. I'll take a new tongue. Get it out of here. Monica, you better watch out. Because this guy's karaoke and got him in trouble. And you are someone who enjoys the karaoke.
You
enjoy singing at the home also, right?
I do.
Yeah.
I do.
Well, this guy, because of 150 complaints by his neighbors, got fined $3,000 for his terrible karaokeing. So you better watch out.
What?
Mm-hmm.
No, they can't do that.
Looks like they did.
If he's just singing, no.
Late night DIY karaoke sessions. Every Saturday, he would fire up ABBA. And Dolly Parton, a lot of it, and 150 different noise complaints from neighbors. And he ended up getting fined, well, I say $3,000, but it was 2,748 L symbol thingies, like the other country stuff. So it's probably more than that.
Well, shoot, because I was thinking this spring, this summer, I will go out onto the deck
perform. Make sure you save your money.
Yeah. Yeah, it'll be the reverse. You know how sometimes people, they stand on the sidewalk and they sing and they put a hat out and you're supposed to put money in it?
Mm-hmm.
So when you go out, just throw money at people.
Yes.
So that way, you know, they will feel better about the fact that you're singing, but you're at least rewarding them for putting up with the whole thing.
If you get this next stimulus check, you already know what to do with it. Put it into your karaoke fund.
Right. And if you do this, I'm actually rooting for the seagull to come get you. Come get that tongue to take care of it.
K92, Miss Monica's Hot List. Number 3.
Sophia Vergara doing great things. Did you see that she was helping out small businesses?
Yeah, and she was kind of doing it on the down low a little bit.
Yeah, on the hush-hush. Yeah. Right when everything started, she teamed up with a nonprofit called Kaiva, I believe that's how you say it, and which gives microloans to small businesses. And so she helped over 200,000 small businesses, which is really awesome.
Good for her. Awesome. Yay.
I like how it was quiet. Number now we two. Know.
I know. Yes. It was just one of those things like, awesome. Okay.
There we go.
All right then. Yeah. She's like, hey, I just want to let y'all know real quick. Yep. I've been doing good stuff.
Like, all right, all cool. Right. Next.
Jason Derulo. So I don't get this. Okay. So he's teaming up with Marvel for a comic book series. But the thing is, he created the character. on TikTok.
And I know what you're saying right now, actually, above all else, is you don't get this Jason Derulo. Because I'm with
that's what it is.
Like, I don't get it. How did he become this after doing whatever?
Will Smith.
Had some songs. Yeah, but you know what?
Don't bring Will in this.
It's probably, I really do think it has something to do with Will Smith, the fact that he had any kind of comeback or success, because he was someone, he had a handful of songs, but he was never like a superstar. And then he kind of went away. And then all of
but
a sudden,
TikTok. I think TikTok and the pandemic helped him.
Yeah, because
a lot.
And he was big on TikTok before him and Will create this fake friendship, because they're not really friends. It's just
they're besties. He's helped Will through some stuff.
I saw him kiss.
Don't you bring Will into this? But I mean,
so now his character Uzo is going to be something.
Yeah.
Are you excited for it?
I'm excited for it. Any new superheroes? It probably won't last. It probably won't make it to a movie. But it's just more content, and I'm happy for Jason.
That was kind of shady, right
that
there.
Was kind of shady.
I'm happy
for
Jason. He's hanging with Will. Okay.
I'm happy for Jason, guys.
He'll at least be a show, probably.
No, he won't even get that.
Wow. So he'll be the only one, the only comic book. Even the Archie comics got a show.
Have
Antoine?
You heard what the powers are for Uzo?
No,
Monica. Do you know what the powers are for Uzo?
I do not know the powers.
The superpowers appear to be beating the snot out of muggers and robbers while cracking jokes and showing off his dance moves. That will not be in a movie.
I don't know.
I actually feel
now
like
you know
it
what
will.
You have already you put it out there. Okay, now it's gonna be a movie.
Yeah, and you're gonna
it's
like
gonna
it.
Happen.
You're gonna sit there and be like, I like Uzo, and I don't like you.
Just save this clip right now because it is it's Antoine's fault.
Okay, I'll write it
it's
down.
It's gonna happen.
Save Antoine Uzo.
20 years from now.
Okay, I'll put it. This is your little peek behind the scenes. I have a folder in all of our files here. It's called Spite. And I save clips like that because I looked at it the other day. There's a clip of Freddie Mac from like 4 years ago saying that he was he was enjoying gardening as a hobby. And I saved it just for someday in case I needed it. Then he went away. So it was fine. But anyway, we'll put this one in there. All right. Number one. What do you got?
Okay. So Piers Morgan, did you see that he quit his job? Did you watch the clip?
He's such a baby.
Because he hates Meghan Markle, and of course she did that interview with Oprah, which I still need to watch because I've seen like little snippets of it. But
do you know why he hates Meghan Markle?
Piers called her a liar.
Do you know why he hates her?
What's the beef?
She ghosted him. It's this weird thing where he met her and he thought they were friends. Uh-huh. They were going to be buddies. Like, here's actually the story. He was telling this story a while
ago. We sat in this pub for 90 minutes. I'd never met her. And we sat and we just talked about life and the universe and we talked about everything. But I really liked her. You know, I'm just sad I lost her as a friend. It's like Harry. You know, you could have thought of me here, buddy.
You really? You're quite bitter about this.
Well, I'm not bitter, just sad.
Yes.
I just thought we were friends.
No, bitter. So he met.
No, he was in love with her.
Right, that's what I'm saying.
90 minutes. What did he say?
It's Meghan Markle. He probably said, "I love you."
So
it's
he was
Meghan Markle.
He was a fan of the show Suits, I guess, back in the day.
Such a great show. Don't say back in the day. It was a few years ago. Don't make me sound old.
Back in the day,
I love it.
And I guess she was in England, and they had become like Twitter buddies, and they were at. I think it was Wimbledon tennis or whatever. And so he's like, oh, let's go for a beer. And it's actually, it's the same night she met Harry later on. So I think he's mad. Like, I think he's jealous. And
he had a crush.
He's been over the top angry and hateful toward the two of them after this interview. And one of his co-workers, I mean, this is co-host live on the air, called him out on it. And
Good
he
morning,
like,
Britain.
Listen to this.
I understand.
This is the other guy.
That you don't like Meghan Markle. You've made it so clear a number of times on this program. And I understand that you've got a personal relationship with Meghan Markle or had one and she cut you off. She's entitled to cut you off if she wants to.
True.
Has she said anything about you since she cut you off?
Also true, she has said nothing. She has never mentioned him.
I don't think she has, but yet you continue to trash her.
Okay. I'm done with this.
No, no, no.
Sorry. No.
Do you know what? That's pathetic.
You can trash me, maybe not my own.
No.
See you later.
I'm being
sorry, can't
this
do this.
This is absolutely diabolical behaviour. I'm sorry, but Piers spouts off on a regular basis and we all have to sit there and listen. 6:30 to 7 o'clock yesterday was incredibly hard to watch. He has the ability to come in here and talk from a position where he doesn't fully understand.
Okay.
And I'm absolutely...
Think we need to just all take a break.
Yeah, the poor co-host.
No. I don't think so, my fellow. No, I enjoyed all this. Listen to that. But he's crushed.
Right.
But I think he was in love. And then I don't know what happened, but I want the details behind it.
The other dude is right. It's like he trashes people all the time.
Yeah, he does.
So for someone to call him out and say, all right, enough, I don't want to hear it anymore. I did. I quit. Man, he's a baby.
Will he be back? Do you think they'll like hire him back?
He's a big enough name. He'll be back.
He'll be on some other show or some other network or you know, they'll throw a bunch of money at him and our podcast. You know, we can't get anyone to hang out on our podcast. We'll give Piers Morgan like $5 million. It'll be fine. No, he'll be fine. But yeah, he's mad. He's jealous. And that's all it is.
Have you ever had a secret you couldn't tell anyone?
Bring
them
out. Bring them out. Bring them out. Bring them out. Bring them out.
Oh, it's fun to tell secrets anonymously. It's fun to hear other people's secrets. This woman's an evil genius that texted in on getting rid of a guy.
Evil genius.
Yeah. I don't know where I sit on this one because it's evil.
Okay.
But it is genius.
Okay. It's hence a compliment.
Term, evil genius. We also have, what's our friend's name who's on the phone with us? Antoine?
Lauren.
Lauren is going to tell us about the shampoo switcheroo, I guess. But yeah, listen to this. So this person texted, and I changed their names to keep them all innocent and stuff. But she says, I went on a couple dates with a guy, but decided I didn't want anything more. But he kept texting me. So I texted him, who is this? And he wrote back, what do you mean? And then I wrote back, who is this? You tell me right now. And he said, it's Daniel. Why? What's going on? And I said, this is Emma's boyfriend. Never text her again. And he said, I'm sorry. I didn't know she had a boyfriend. And she never heard from him again.
Smart.
Oh, wow.
That's smart.
Wow.
Evil. That is evil,
that's
though.
That's smart right there.
Wow.
Sometimes us guys, it's hard for us to, you know, take a no or whatever. So women have to do what they have to do.
I am forever perplexed by guys that send these unsolicited texts or DMs or whatever. And they send, I mean, Monica, they'll send 40, 50 of them in a row with no response. Hey, hi, hello, hello, beautiful. Good morning. Yeah. And every single time, you're the most beautiful person I've ever seen. I love you so much. Your face is beautiful. And right. And every single one of them is never responded to, not even a single time. And then, you know, it's always, you're the most gorgeous person I've ever seen. You're amazing. Let's get to know each other, blah, blah, blah. And the minute, if a woman finally decides to respectfully say, look, thank you, but I am not interested. You're fat and ugly. No one will ever love you. That's always the response after
that. Damn.
We're the worst. Yep.
We are the worst. But we're here.
Yes.
I was like, hello.
Text in to 52353. Also, let's get our friend Lauren. Right?
Lauren.
Okay. Good morning, Lauren.
Hi.
Hi. Tell me all about your little shampoo secret.
Okay. Well, I have to say that I'm a frugal person. I like to save money. I like a good deal. But my roommates, they don't care. They just spend money. They splurge.
Uh-huh.
But I splurge on one thing, hair products.
Okay.
I get my stuff from Sephora. It's super expensive.
Okay, fancy, sure.
Right? Mm-hmm. So they have been using my shampoo and conditioner.
Ooh, how dare they? You need to. Do you have to write your name on it since it's a roommate situation?
Well, I mean, they know it's mine,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
Three of us. And so I even started, like, marking the bottle. And then I know that's how I knew they were taking it, right? So my dirty little secret is that I swap out my Schwarzkopf shampoo and conditioner with White Rain.
Oh, White Rain. Okay. Antoine, that's the good stuff right
there.
That's
a throwback.
Uh-huh.
I was typing it in as she said it. I was like, I'm going to pretend to know what this is.
White Rain is, it's the shampoo that I believe even the dollar store goes, ugh.
Okay. So it's on the bad end. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
If you would have kept up with it's the best, I would have went with that and I would have taken that knowledge for the rest of my life.
Ah.
Antoine, no.
White Rain is the best. He should totally use White Rain, shouldn't he, Monica?
For your birthday, that's what Zach's going to give you.
Yep. Do they have a beard shampoo?
Like, man, you're so fancy. Yeah, but you know what, Lauren? You have to do this because they're stealing your shampoo, so you might as well put some White Rain in there, and then I guess what you do is you have to go the extra mile and put your good shampoo into, like, a White Rain bottle or something so you can still use it for yourself.
No, I keep it in my room.
Okay.
I keep it in my room, and I keep the White Rain in the bottle.
Gotcha.
In a different bottle.
So she just keeps it. It's just in a Ziploc bag. She just scoops it out. Just.
I could see that bit. She walks to the bathroom with a hand closed.
Hand out. Just walking. Got my shampoo.
Do you believe him, or is he full of bullpucky? Angry Zach's Fact or Bullcrap. And now, here's your host, King Zach.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's time for Angry Zach's Fact or Bullcrap. I'm your host, King Zach. Fact or Bullcrap is a grudge match of two listener friends, Antoine and Monica being those listener friends, and random tidbits. Three rounds where they go back and forth. Get it right, get a point. Get it wrong, lose a point. You're all thawed. One screw, you can force your opponent to answer your question instead. Here we
round
go.
One.
Oh, baby, baby. Monica Brooks, I will give you the choice. Would you like to go first or second here in the game today?
I'll go first.
Okay. First for you. This is a fitting question for you because it may be from your own personal experience. Fact or bullcrap, Monica. One in three people say their car has so much junk in it that they have no room for passengers. Fact, bullcrap, or screw?
One in three. Okay, well, I'll say fact.
Fact is...
correct!
Yeah, you were notorious back in the day of just having no room for any passengers because
well,
of
I had
your...
stuffed animals back in the day.
Well, I know you would call them stuffed animals. Antoine, would you classify them as junk?
If somebody kept stuffed animals, I would call them whatever they called them.
Fair enough.
For life, I wanted to save my life.
Mm-hmm. Well, and you know what, Antoine, they say one man's trash is another man's treasure. But that does imply that it is trash to someone.
To somebody else, but I don't want to die, so those
were
Monica's
very nice,
stuffed animals.
They were very nice little stuffed animals, and I was like, I have no room because my stuffed animals need a seat. They needed to have, you know, room. And it was my first car, my Dodge Neon. So, yeah.
Hey, Antoine,
my
I'll tell
friends
you what,
remember.
Any excuse to not have to ride in Monica's car, too, I'd be like, oh, yeah, you ain't got a room.
You go.
Nope, you're good. They're all set.
My first car was a Mustang so that I didn't, like, people couldn't say, all right, we're going to ride with Twan today. Nope.
Oh, look
at
you.
I don't have a back seat. Sorry.
Nice. But my first car was a moped. All right, Antoine, here's your question, round one, fact or bullcrap. Peanut butter was originally advertised as a great food for people with no teeth. Fact, bullcrap, or screw, Antoine.
I don't want to answer this. That was so mean. I just see people like gnawing away at it. I'm going to say bullcrap. Wow.
That means you're wrong.
How rude. Wow.
Sorry. A year after it was invented. I mean, 1894, having no teeth was more of a thing. And
so,
yes, Monica.
Was it like they added crunchy? So if you had two teeth, you know, you can get crunchy?
I guess maybe.
What?
For those of you that still have
you got
teeth,
a couple?
You can
no.
feel important.
You want the sensation of having teeth. So you need that crunch in your mouth.
Like teeth in
yes,
your mouth.
That's what it was.
Yeah, it was Dr. Yeah. Kellogg, the cereal guy, by the way, I should point out, used to market cornflakes as a way to lower your in-the-mood feelings, in case you're wondering.
Okay. All right.
And he said it was a good source of protein for people who are toothless, so go ahead and get your protein. Minus one for you, Antoine, plus one for you, Monica.
Round two.
Monica, your question in round two, fact or bullcrap, the busiest McDonald's in America is on the strip in Las Vegas. Fact, bullcrap, or screw, Monica?
I think that's bullcrap.
You think it is? A very strong opinion on that.
Correct!
You're right. Why
I think you're in Vegas. You don't want to stop there. Nope.
Okay. Nope.
Well, I was like, you got the dollar menu inside and outside, I would assume. I don't know. Never been. But I'm just... No.
Oh, you just think there's so many other places you could eat.
The first time I went to Vegas, the MGM Grand, that's where I stayed, they had a McDonald's inside. It was like late night and it was just got off the flight. So me and the people I were with were like, let's go to this McDonald's. When we saw the prices of those
what?
Big Macs and McDonald's in Las Vegas versus Virginia, the Big it's Mac more. Was $16.
What?
Just
$16?
A sandwich.
$16.
$16.
Couple like a hooker or something?
And this was like 9 years ago.
Wow.
We had to buy it because we were hungry.
What about a piece of burger?
Yeah, just something like a bun. Can I have that?
Just get the Mac?
How about that middle slice of bread? I'll just take that middle slice and nothing else. I always feel like I'm cheating myself if I go to another city and then I eat somewhere that I could just eat anywhere.
Yeah,
I
that's true too.
Someone's in Times Square. They're at Times Square at Applebee's. I'm thinking,
I get that totally.
It's a lovely Applebee's. What's going on here? All right, so that is a point for you, Monica. Oh, interesting tidbit, by the way. The busiest McDonald's in America is in North Carolina because it's right by Camp Lejeune.
Oh.
Yeah.
So the military guys just hitting it and coming back.
Soldiers going to get their dollar menu. Okay, Antoine, you have to get a point on this or the game is over. Here we go. Fact or bullcrap? 76% of women surveyed say they'd rather have the perfect body than the perfect face.
They'd rather have the perfect body.
Right. I'll take the perfect body
over the perfect face.
Or I'll take
76%
beautiful face, less of a body.
Hey, Monica, would you rather have a perfect body or a perfect face? Asking for a friend.
Yes.
That's in the middle of a game.
Phone a friend.
All right, well.
No answer? Okay.
I'll screw Monica.
Oh, there you go. Yeah. So you have to answer it. Get it right, you win. Get it wrong,
okay.
You lose. What do you say?
This is based off of Instagram, so I'm going with the perfect body.
Okay, so you say fact then?
Final answer. They want the perfect body. Yep.
They.
No!
Woo! That means you're wrong.
That is wrong. They chose perfect face. They wanted a good-looking face, and then the body.
Well, maybe it's just my feed. Because I see a lot of perfect bodies. I'm like, what in the world?
Well, see,
like,
I think it's so much easier on Instagram and social media to take a picture of your face and crop out your body.
Yep.
Because it's a lot weirder if you get a body and it's like, where's the rest of your neck at?
Yeah. You get that sometimes when you see someone on social media.
As a mannequin.
All it is headshots.
Exactly.
And you think, where's the rest of this person?
Yeah. You know, what there's more to you.
Seems different.
Round three.
Mannequin. All right. Third and final round. Monica, you have the screw and play if you want. And if you get this right, you win. Here we go. Fact or bullcrap, Monica. Can openers weren't invented until about 50 years after cans were invented. Fact, bullcrap, or screw?
Okay, you said can openers. They weren't invented.
Yes.
So you said 50 years.
50 years until after cans.
I think we use a good old knife for it. I'm going to say fact.
You say fact. Oh, the music just ended.
You're right.
That's it.
And you win.
Oh, hey.
Yep, we used to use like a hammer and stuff. You would think those would be the kind of inventions that would go hand in hand. But no, we invent a can, we seal it up real good, and then think.
Yep.
How are we gonna open it?
Using the knife was dangerous. I did as a kid.
Yeah.
I mean, we had a can opener, but he was like, just get the knife, open the can.
We have somebody brought in here at work, and I make fun of it all the time. It's one of those electric can openers, you know, the ones where you push the little thing and it spins around. I'm thinking, do we have a house cat? Like, what's going on here? Like,
that's good old days.
Right. That's the cat food can opener to me. No one opens anything else but cat food.
Wow.
With that thing.
I do see it as a cat food can opener.
Yeah. Because I also feel like any can of real substance, I don't trust that magnet holdy mechanism thing. It's just for cat food.
It's the K92 Morning Thangs. Yeah. Most viral.
Because I am prepared for Monica to do this to her children.
Oh, boy. Yeah, this can't be good.
Ava, in particular, this was going viral yesterday because she pranks her teenage daughter because there's some cute boy walking around, or I don't know, she's bringing her to school or something, and the mom rolls down the window. Hey!
Oh, no.
And the teenager's mortified. Here we go.
He's cute.
Yeah.
Mom, stop, stop. Mom, stop. Stop. Go. Stop.
I can't.
Mom.
I have to sit here now.
I love it.
I'm sitting here.
Aww.
Nope. Mom, you're the worst.
Yeah, but you know what?
They get so embarrassed.
They get so embarrassed. And they think they're so important, don't they? You know, this everything is so, I can't possibly get out of the car. This is so embarrassing. Fine. I shall embarrass you more. I'm prepared
for
this.
She gets upset when she's on, she's doing her virtual school, you know, and I walk by and I start doing the butterfly or the tutu roll or something, like old school day. And she gets so upset. She's like, Mom.
You guys are supposed to break the cycle of parents embarrassing their child. You're not supposed to continue it. You're supposed to break it.
You know what, Antoine? We all say that before we have children. Then you realize you're a hypocrite because what it comes down to is, one, it's fun. And
for
two,
you, not for them.
Oh, exactly. Oh, yeah. No, it's not fun for them. Don't care. And two, you were put through this, and now you're going to do it to them. And three, they've done so many things to deserve this. So it's...
Oh, come on now.
Monica,
it's
good
laughs.
Do you dispute any of that that logic?
No,
exactly.
You're doing it out of malice. Terrible, terrible people.
No, it's not malice. If you pronounce it differently, it's malice.
Oh, that's French. Right. That's fancy.
We're doing it as malice.
And I'll take... And I also know I'm the one in the house, and I will admit.
Everybody, you don't have to, Monica. There are some things you don't need to admit. There are some things everybody just knows. We don't need to say that water is wet. Everybody just knows it.
You're the one, what were you going to say?
Yeah, I'm the one messing with everyone in the household. Yeah. Yes, it happens. Okay. I can't help
it. Yes, and in further news, sky blue, water wet.
Exactly.
Have a nice day. McDonald's is testing out, and I mean, it's going to be a thing, and it makes total sense, but it's just, it's so bizarre AI technology to take your order at the drive-thru. So now it's, you're just kind of ordering through the robot.
Welcome to McDonald's.
This is a real order.
We're currently serving a limited menu, so please review the menu before ordering. Let me know what I can get for you.
Can I get 2 medium Oreo McFlurries?
Processing, processing, processing.
All right.
All right.
Would you like anything else?
That's it.
I'm actually shocked at the AI.
But hold on.
Yes, Monica, go
ahead.
I have
to order from the menu.
Oh!
that was the first thing I thought of. I wasn't going to point it out, but it's the first thing I thought about.
I didn't
like,
even...
what if I want only cheese, extra cheese? Because that's how I get my burger, and I like the ketchup on the side.
Yeah, well, it's time for you to open up your own McDowell's, because this is happening here.
Time for you to go home.
Oh, my God, I love this. I didn't even realize this, y'all. This is shutting Monica down, finally. Hail the robots.
now you accept the robots.
What do
robots.
I do?
You embrace them.
I've always embraced... Antoine, you know that when we all have to be enslaved by the robots.
You want to work for the robots.
I'm putting it out there that I will work for them. So McDonald's drive-through robot, I shall work for thee. I appreciate. Look at that. Ordering from the menu. Wow.
No, there has to be a glitch.
A whole
create a glitch.
New world. Yep. You, Monica, I believe you're the glitch.
There you go.
The K92 Morning Thang. Hear more at K92Radio.com.